the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Welcome to episode 281 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. I'm Phil Gray, bringing you another hour of great 60s underground rock music. We focus, of course, on garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, psychedelia. We've got it all underway with an American band out of Bergenfield, New Jersey, formed 1964. Best known for their 1965 hit single Lies, they are The Knickerbockers, with a cover of The Kinks' All Day and All of the Night. A fairly mainstream way to get this episode underway. And of course, we have loads of great 60s rock for you. First half of the show, pretty much British R&B and freak beat, but then we've got loads of global garage as well. So stay tuned to this, episode 281 of Retrospect.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, I said we had British freak beat. Here's a great example. English rock band formed 1966. Biggest hit was a track called Painter Man. Had the extremely dubious honour of being covered by Boney M. in 1979. They are The Creation. This is Biff Bang Pow.
Bang, pow!
Well, that's a fantastic set of British 60s rock, kicking off with a creation, Biff Bang Pow. Then with pretty much the same riff, The Who's Run 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 off their A Quick One album released 1966, released on Decca in the States April 67 with the title Happy Jack. And then finally, the incomparable Them featuring Van Morrison off the Them Again album. That's their second LP, released by Decca in the UK January 1966, and a track covered by many, many 60s garage bands, I Can Only Give You Everything. So The Creation, The Who and Them. We've got more British Freak Beats straight after this.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Well, he was born in 1940 as David Edward Such, passed away June 1999. Also known as the 3rd Earl of Harrow, or simply Screaming Lord Such. He was also the founder of the official Monster Raving Loony political party in the UK. Love him or hate him, Screaming Lord Such, I love this track. This is Flashing Lights.
Here comes. Flashing Lights.
Garage rock and psychedelia.
Welcome to IMLP 0116. They are organist Keith Emerson, lead guitarist David O'List, drummer Brian Davidson, and bassist Lee Jackson. They all sing except Brian, and their first single, The Thoughts of Emily Stabjack, alerted a considerable number of wise people to the exciting sound of The Nice. '67 was a strange year for pop music, with groups experimenting with new sounds and pouncing on and off bandwagons with dizzying speed and agility. They were calling themselves ridiculous names and regretting it shortly. The Nice came together in a void and will be here when the others are in pantomime in Wolverhampton. First LP on the immediate label, and each of the eight tracks is a complete and logical entity. Their influences are many, but they are indebted to no one.
The cry of Eugene fills the air. His spirit can be felt to wonder. Rends the atmosphere with despair. His sense of urgency asks me. Harlequin and Columbine speak as three. Their spirits can be found to wander. The cry of 3 + 2 times nothing at all.
In their group identity of Emily Stabjack, they write, arrange and produce the sounds that you hear on this essential LP. If you don't buy it, there's a strong possibility that I will stamp my foot. Are understandably in demand in the USA and all the discerning countries of Europe, and of course at home. You should probably be told that your drab, miserable lives will be brightened considerably if you race homeward bearing this record. Enough to listen to this extract of good things from the Nice LP, brought to you through the wisdom of Immediate. The Nice thank you also, and may everything that you wish be yours, and that right speedily.
The Yardbirds' last contribution to our show is an item titled The Train Kept Her Rolling.
I caught a train, I met a dame. She was a half stop, well, I'm a real cool dame. She was a pretty from New York City. Well, I'm a truck on down that upper lane. Where did he have a hoe? Well, I just couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Get me out your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Get me out your way, where did he have a hoe? Just couldn't let her go, no.
Well, it's the Yardbirds bringing to an end our British set. First half of this episode 281 of Retrospect. Yardbirds with Train Kept a Rolling. That's off the Yardbirds On Air album, released 1991. That material re-released in 1997 as the Yardbirds Live at the BBC. 26 recordings made for broadcast from 8 different sessions from 1965 to 1968 by the BBC. Before that, the Nice, English progressive rock band, formed 1967 by Keith Emerson. Was actually a 7-inch promo sampler for their debut album, The Thoughts of Emilist Davjack. Came out in 1967. Top of the set, Screaming Lord Such with Flashing Lights. Don't forget about back episodes of Retrospect. I remind you every week they are available at pretty much all good podcast providers, including Podbean, Castbox, PodDirectory, MyPlayer, TuneIn, via the app or via TuneIn.com, and of course via Apple Podcasts, where you can subscribe to Retrospect and also give a star rating for episodes and a review for the show. And if you could do that, I would appreciate that enormously. Just go to iTunes Store and search Retrospect Garage Punk. We've got Global Garage, and quite a lot of it coming up straight after this.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The question is this: do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Well, this week's Global Garage set of Retrospect is focusing on some Asian garage. Information about a bunch of these artists up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Getting it underway, a guy called Yol Orlerung, a hero of Cambodian garage rock. He's a musician in the 60s and 70s, but presumed, and I think you can presume correctly, to have been killed during the Cambodian genocide by the Khmer Rouge between 1975 and 1979. His work is best known to Western audiences through a compilation album called Cambodian Rocks, released on a label called Parallel World in 1996. That compilation contained 22 uncredited untitled tracks of psychedelic and garage rock music from prior to the Khmer Rouge regime. A number of those tracks identified subsequently, and 3 of them attributed to Yol Orlerung. This one picks up on that wonderful Gloria riff. The track's called Yuvjon Koge Yet, Broken-Hearted Man or Broken-Hearted Bachelor, depending where you see it printed, this is Yo All Along.
Thank you. if one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
We got something to say. W. Schirner is always standing still. Hey, what the monkeys keep saying a monkey loud. Way too busy singing, put anybody down.
That's a very Asian set of Global Garage getting underway with Yol Olorong, Cambodian musician. Picture and information up on our Facebook page. Then out of Surabaya, Indonesia, active in the 60s and 70s, band formed 1964. They're called Dara Puspita, all-female pop group. It was only once the Sukarno regime in Indonesia collapsed in 1965 that Dara Puspita's first LP, called Jang Pertama, or The First, was released. So that was 1966. They had three further LPs through until 1968, largely garage rock. And they're still going too. You can find them on Facebook, Dara Puspita, Mabuk Laut, or Seasick in English. Thirdly in the set, out of Japan, Yuya Uchida and the Flowers. Yuya Uchida dropped out of school age 17, became friends with John Lennon after opening for the Beatles when they visited there in 1966. He went to London in 1967, saw Jimi Hendrix, returned to Japan wanting to introduce Japan to those sort of sounds. He formed Yuya Uchida and the Flowers, released an album in 1969 called Challenge, covers of Western psychedelic rock acts. Yuya Uchida and the Flowers with Intruder, and then finally in the set, Japanese group sounds band The Jaguars, off their first album, as it was titled, from February 1968, with their cover of the Monkees, theme from the Monkees. I found that one on a comp called The Nippon Side, Japanese 60s Garage. So Yol Olorong, Dara Puspita, Yuya Uchida and the Flowers and the Jaguars. We've got more 60s Global Garage and Freak Beat straight after this.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, we've had a bunch of Asian garage. Let's check out a bunch of French freak beat. Getting underway with a band called Les Sparks, a single from 1966 called Palladium. In fact, an instrumental version of a track called The Hip from American band The Sparkles. This is Les Sparks. We'll be right back.
je veux du linge blanc. Je veux du linge extra blanc. Je ne veux pas du linge qui boue. Je veux qu'il soit blanc par-dessus tout. Génie extra, lavons profondeur dès le trempage et sans bouillir. Génie extra, c'est du linge extra, c'est du blanc extra, c'est un parfum extra et sans bouillir. Génie, c'est blanc, 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 toujours blanc, 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 génie, oui.
Hey!
With three little slices of French freakbeat there, Les Sparks, top of the set with Palladium. Then we had Les Lords Sonics. They formed in France in 1962. It was a 1967 single, the B-side called La Fouade. And then finally they're a band called The Falcons, off a four-track EP from 1967. Reissued in 2015 on a French label called Chameleon Records, 500 copies only. The Falcons with El Camel. We have a picture of them and some information up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Dig the wild music.
And that wraps it for episode 281 of Retrospect. Don't forget about the back episodes. Please feel free to share this podcast with friends. Give us your like on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental, as we always do. This one's from a Californian band called Things To Come, described as emerging from the glut of Southern Californian rock groups in the mid-60s. They formed in 1966. They had three singles and one album, described as an astounding Stones and Them-influenced garage and dark psych record. Tracks recorded from 1965 to 1967. The album's called I Want Out. But we've got an instrumental track from 1966. This is Californian band Things To Come with an instrumental cover of The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard. And that's Retrospect for another week.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.